Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, really quick before we get into the new episode, we're so excited to be back, but we wanted to give a little disclaimer that we are talking about how far we've come with eating habits. We even touch on eating disorders a little bit. So if this is something that triggers you, just a reminder to take care of yourself. And if this episode is not the one for you, then we will catch you guys next week. We had Ash and Taryn on and did a really fun episode. So you will love that one. If you're interested, hope you love the episode. Bye.
Pretty basic.
Hey, you guys, what's up? Welcome back to the pod. I am your co-host, Alicia Marie.
And I'm your co-host, Remy Cruz. And welcome officially to season 6 of Pretty Basic.
Wait, season 6, Rem?
Season 6. That's actually like really crazy to say. We've been doing Pretty Basic just as long, if not longer now, than I've been doing YouTube, I think. That's actually even crazier to say.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I've been doing YouTube for like 10 years, 11 years, and we're at 6.
Oh, I'm thinking it'll never, unless you quit YouTube.
Right? No.
Do you know what I mean?
No, it'll always be longer now. From now moving forward, it'll be longer than my time on YouTube without Pretty Basic.
Yeah, I thought in general, I was like, Rem, the math is not.
I don't think so, right?
No. I know what you mean.
Okay. Like,
the time of without Pretty Basic. I get it.
BPB and APB.
Before yes. Pretty Basic and A yes. after Pretty Basic.
Yes.
Wow. We have missed you guys so much. And I know that sounds weird, but let's be real. We're all in a parasocial relationship.
Yep.
And we're best friends. And someone here is commuting to work and they're like, we need new updates. You guys have been gone. You pre-filmed a lot of videos, which I know they're grateful for, but you know, a pre-film is still a pre-film. You know, they want to hear what's going on with the girlies. Mm-hmm. And then we did take our annual break.
Mm-hmm. So technically we haven't been in the studio in like 2 months.
It's been about 2 months.
Which is actually really wild to think when we left. It feels like we left yesterday. Like 2 months feels like it was way longer than it actually was.
But I love how I'm really excited to be back here and I'm really excited to film. And I feel like the break we always do, basically, I don't know if this is interesting to anyone, but contractually, we've signed with like a network or any podcast that signs with a network. Like you have X amount of your ring.
I forgot to wear my ring.
Oh my God. No, I freaked out because you look down and you realize you're not wearing your engagement ring. And I realized we did a workout class this morning. So then like,
I just like forgot to wear it for the past like week. Sorry. Continue on.
I was worried we left it at the workout.
No. We're good.
We left it at the workout place. Sorry. Clearly I'm in this relationship too.
We'll get into that later. Sorry.
No. I was just saying for people who are with a network, obviously you sign a contract. So legally we only have like 48 weeks that we're, you know, contractually obligated to upload a podcast episode. I'm like, that's the tea. So we can do with those other weeks whatever we want. I feel like some podcasts will just like take breaks throughout, you know, randomly be like, hey guys, no episode this week, whatever. We choose to put it all together because then it's like we get a little summer vacation from you guys and then we come back with new stories. And we're excited and pumped.
I love our little break. I miss the pod so much. I miss all of the stories that we bring every week. But I will say it's nice to take a little break because obviously, first of all, Vlogmas kills. And then also it's nice to just have like a little break to gather some stories and, you know, come back with some fresh new content, some content, maybe content. The first one of the season, content, baby, content. And I did make a little shared note for us to add throughout our break. You're giving me the full on Chloe face just there.
No,
right now.
No, like
you okay?
No,
you were given this.
Really?
Yeah, you're giving lip. Yeah, mouth exercises. Maybe a little. I'm such a Botox girl now, by the way.
Gets it once. Oh my
you
God.
Guys, my life is changed. So many updates. I'm now fully pumped and ready to take on the year. I can't move my forehead and it's the best thing I've ever done.
Wait, okay.
Like, watch this. I literally doesn't move.
Wait, I want to talk about this more.
Yeah, please.
Okay, you have for years. You keep telling me I'm going to get Botox. I'm like, Remy, you do not need it yet.
Literally, the nurse was like, you don't need it. I was like, shoot it up, girl.
No, you, I am so jealous because I said this to my channel yesterday. I don't think the video's out, but I was like, I think from years of making the shocked YouTuber face, like, I think it left permanent damage of wrinkles in my face. I started cracking like a little raisin when I was like 24. Like, you know, genetics too, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
So you are blessed.
Gravity.
I don't even feel like you need it now, but isn't it weird how before you probably heard me or other people explain Botox to you, like, oh yeah, it freezes your muscle so you can't move it. And then you think, what, how? Like that, I can't understand it. Then you get it done and that's exactly what it feels like.
I mean, throwback to, it must have been probably two seasons ago now, or maybe one season ago, what is time, where I said I wanted to get Botox and then you told me not, well, you told me that I could die. So then I didn't for like a year after, which you actually can die. You're supposed to not lay down after you get it for the first 4 hours because you said that it could like travel, right?
Depends who you ask. Some doctors will tell me, oh, that's just more of a myth, like blah, blah, blah. They just mean like, don't be laying down when you get it done because or whatever. Oh. I don't know. So who knows? I'm not a doctor, but.
All I will say is our nurse says to not lay down. So I trust her because trust Belle with your life. Belle, B-E-L-L dot Y-O-O, you guys. I love to like give her flowers because she's amazing.
I'm seeing her Thursday.
I love her so much. She's amazing. And I've been doing the master Botox for a while now, which I talked about this on a TikTok. And a lot of people said they also struggle with TMJ and didn't know that it could alleviate pain. And I recently started going to a chiropractor and I was saying how I have TMJ. And he's like, well, how much pain do you have? I was like, zero. Yeah. After doing master Botox.
I can't feel it.
No, truly. It basically just like softens the muscle so you're not clenching your jaw so much. And it's a game changer. But I decided, when you're listening to this episode in exactly a week, I'm turning 29. And so, no, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
Now I'm going to give you the Chloe phase.
I'm just kidding. But I was like, you know what? It's time. Freezer up. It freezer up. I've also decided, I meant to tell you this today. I've decided with this new season of Pretty Basic, I'm going to try to care less about what people might think of what I say.
Oh, yes.
And live authentically. And even if what I say, if it gets taken the wrong way or if people don't agree, then, you know, I have to remember my true intention.
Oh my God, 1,000%.
I'm going to work on that.
I mean,
all to say I froze my forehead.
All to say, guys, it's so worth it.
I really do. I did enjoy it. I will say I got it. I got just a smidge because Belle was like, you really don't need it. But like, if you want it, you can. And I was like, I was feeling like I was moving my forehead a lot. And I talked about this in my TikTok where I was like, I don't know if this is like a Korean mom thing or an Asian mom thing, but like I would be in second grade and I would raise my eyebrows and she'd go stop. And she'd put her finger and like rub my forehead and be like, you're going to get wrinkles. So it's been ingrained since I was like 8 to not do that, which is kind of sad. It's also kind of sad. But then a lot of comments were like, no, it's an Asian mom thing.
Oh,
apparently so. And so I started feeling a little bit of movement. I think gravity, I think just age was YouTube thumbnails was getting to me. So we put just a little micro drop, like literally here, and here, and I can't move it. And half of me was like with my anxiety, like, oh my God, my face is trapped. Like it did cross my mind. And then I was like, wait, no, my face is trapped.
I can't move.
I can't move my face.
I can't move my face. That's so fun. It's just what's crazy to me is Botox specifically. Obviously, we can see how it can look really bad with people. But yeah. I think the common misconception is when people see others with overly filled faces, they associate that with Jennifer Coolidge from Cinderella Story.
Yeah.
Like that's more filler than Botox, I feel like.
I mean, I do think if you get too much Botox and you can't move your face,
you can
like,
still look
that's
scary.
A choice. Also, yeah. That's a choice though. Who am I to judge whatever people like think is beautiful for themselves?
Totally.
But
But we've all seen like a little much. You know what I mean? But good for them.
If they want that, that's their face. Who am I to say? But I thought that I would be more scared of the feeling. And I'm not coming on here and saying everyone should get Botox, but like I enjoyed my experience, well, I have to say.
What's crazy is, again, we've grown up with a lot of people listening. So it was weird going through similar times in life together. And I guarantee there's a lot of people listening who have been debating Botox and they're like, do I get it? Do I not? I don't want to look crazy. The best advice I ever heard before I ever got Botox was my friend who, she's done acting a lot, but she's also an acting coach. She was explaining how she was really insecure about a lot of her wrinkles. And obviously being an actress, she wanted to get Botox. However, you have to
show your face, like expression, yeah,
if you want to be, you know, a good actress. And so she found someone who she liked, but also understood what natural Botox is. Like basically when you go in, like say you want to look natural, you want it very minimal. And I guess in my head, again, at that time, I only saw it as extremes. Like, you get Botox and you just can't move or laugh or smile. And you're like, ha-ha. You know what I mean?
Like when you drink the water and it just pulls out.
like literally like Cinderella story status. I feel like finding someone who, I just did a video. I did a main channel video of work I've gotten done that I don't regret. Mm. And then I'm going to do one of work I've gotten done that I do regret.
Give us a little taste test.
Oh my God. Well, I've done some things on TikTok. And then I was like, this would be a really good main channel video, you know, especially because a few years ago, I would have never talked about anything. And the biggest thing that I was saying is you have to find someone, a nurse, injector, like whoever you're using, whoever you choose to use, who doesn't make you feel like shit. And you would be surprised how rare it is to find someone who still wants you to look like you and isn't going to be like, you should change this. Or like, I've seen a lot of people and it's more rare, sadly, to find someone who is like, no, I want you to look like you. Like, you know, well, if that's what they want. But there's so many times they'll be like, oh yeah, let's fix this. And I'm like, I didn't come in for that.
Really?
I'm like, oh.
And then it like forms a new insecurity.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Or I'm like, I didn't know that needed fixed.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Belle, I love her.
I've only ever seen Belle, so I've only had a great experience.
Oh my God. No, she's amazing. And yeah, but that's one thing that I stress because obviously, you know, wherever you live, like, you just assume professionals know. And it's like, no, like if they make you feel weird, don't give them your money.
Yeah.
Don't give them your time. Don't give them anything because like it is, a lot of these things are insecurities and it's like, it's just, oh, I'm so passionate about that.
I feel like unless you're asking, what would you do to my face?
Don't say it.
Then they shouldn't be saying anything. Yeah, for sure. That's not cool.
Oh my God. Yeah. Me leaving with like, okay. And then I can't say no to people. So I'm like, they're like, do you want your cheeks filled? And I'm like, sure.
Have you gotten your cheeks filled?
I got it done once and I regret it. So that's a sneak peek.
Did you dissolve it?
No, but this was years ago. So I'm sure I don't know why I did it, but here's the thing. Cause normally you pay per syringe. Uh-huh. So, and this was filler. So I paid for the whole syringe and I didn't use all of it because I put it in my lips like forever ago. Uh-huh. So she's like, I still have a little bit left. Like, do you want it anywhere else? And I wish I just said no, throw it away because it's either going in the trash or it's going in my face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where obviously this is LA so or any big city, I'm sure there's a lot of girls who are like, pump me up, like put it all, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, you already paid for it. Like, do you want it? She's like, we can put it in your cheeks. And I was like, okay. But like, it did nothing.
Ah.
It just made them swollen and made my face rounder, weirdly enough.
Well, I believe you're fillers, you're putting something in. Like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I recently was talking to a friend who got a gastric bypass surgery, which is like where they go in and cut your stomach so that your stomach is smaller. And she was telling me that she went to go see the doctor in LA who did her gastric bypass. And she said he was a very nice doctor, but the doctor was like begging, like, can I give you a BBL? Like, can I give you a BBL? Because, I think she was like a tummy tuck or something. Like, there's something where there was like excess fat of her own. And the doctor was like, please, can I give you a BBL? And she was like, no, I don't want a BBL. And they were like, but like, do you know how many people would pay to like have this fat for me to do something? And she was like, no, I don't want a BBL. And he was like, please, like, let me do it. I'll do it for free. I'll do it for free.
Oh my, I don't even want to get into the whole like free cosmetic surgery stuff. Okay, BBLs are so dangerous too.
It's definitely the most fatal surgery you can get, correct?
Yeah. It's so bad. It can be very bad. And then on top of it, to have someone begging you, I'd be like, damn, is my ass that fat?
Or the flat?
I'd be like, shit. Like, damn, let me do some spots.
I thought that was crazy. But also like BBLs cost how much? I was like,
oh my God.
Why is he begging? Crazy. Anyways, how was your break?
Sorry, I just had a moment where I realized, wow, I can't believe I really thought a lot of those fitness people just did squats and had an ass.
Do you think a lot of them have BBLs?
I think
a lot are genetics.
90% angles.
Mm.
And then it's just funny because there was that era where it was like, oh, I just have a BBL and then I make money off of my whatever book and like, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? That's crazy. 2016
fraudulent.
Was a time.
Fraudulent.
Anyways, my break. It was great. my break was honestly very good. Vlogmas was weirdly a lot, but also it went by so quick.
Mm-hmm. I felt the same way.
It went by so quick. I definitely felt like a little bit of a zombie in the sense of every day I was just really tired.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got through it. And I even announced, I was like, this might be my last Vlogmas. I know.
Do you really think it's going to be your last?
I think it's going to be my last where I go into it saying I'm going to do every single day and have a cool intro and I'm going to fulfill it because mm-hmm. that's the thing I've learned. I think I just need to give myself the grace of I don't have to do a crazy intro next year and I don't have to like upload every day where I know I'm just such a person. If I say I'm going to do something, I like keeping my word to myself. Weirdly, not as much to other people. To myself. Like, I don't know if anyone else can relate to that, but like
elaborate more.
Like, I don't mind having to cancel plans. I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. Where some people I know, they're like, no, you said you were going to be here. Like, you need to be here.
Yeah. I used to be like that. And then we became friends. And now I'm like,
I can't make this. We can cancel.
Okay. No. Well, Alicia's literally texted me before and been like, you can cancel. Like, you're allowed to cancel things. And I'm like, and I cancel.
Yes. I'm like, we were just going to literally go like to the movies. Like we can go anytime.
But it's really nice that you say that. Anyways, yes. So sorry.
But with myself, if I say I'm going to do something, it really, I feel like I like having that trust with myself of like, if I'm going to.
Holding yourself accountable.
Holding myself accountable, which I think that's why I'm all or nothing, which kind of sucks because if I say I'm going to do it, I'm like, well, now I have to. Like I have to do it. Mm. So with Vlogmas specifically, if I say I'm going to do every single day, it bothers me if I don't. You know what I mean?
I understand that.
Slight OCD vibes. But I think that was my last like Vlogmas as everyone knows it. Because maybe it'll be the same, but maybe it'll change. And also maybe it'll be weekly or every other day or posting every day somewhere. But I'm definitely going to like at this point, I want to attempt it next year, obviously. As you know, we unfortunately are oversharers. Some people view it as a weakness. Some people view it as a strength. But hey, you would be surprised that when we share the most painfully embarrassing, down bad stories, people actually will message us thanking us for sharing our experiences.
A few episodes back, I shared that during the pandemic, I was having really, really bad back pain. Night after night for weeks, Cal would use that massage gun on me and it was getting worse and worse. And I was just feeling defeated because it just wasn't getting any better. So thank God.
Oh my God.
I saw a doctor. I was very embarrassed, but I also was relieved that I finally had answers.
I mean, that's why it's so important to take the guesswork out of your health and go to doctors that you can actually trust and confide in. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. The next time I need a new doctor, I'm definitely going to use ZocDoc.
ZocDoc has tens and thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews, so you can get the vibe for how they administer care. And you can search by location, availability, and insurance. So literally no compromises here, because with ZocDoc, you've got more options than you know, so why settle? I'm not even kidding. When Ollie was not doing so well and was having trouble even getting himself out of bed or making appointments, I made him a ZocDoc profile, and I made him appointments with a couple therapists, and it was absolutely amazing. And seriously, they are awesome.
Also, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. The typical wait line to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 to 72 hours. That is it. You can even score same-day appointments. Go to ZocDoc.com/basic and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/basic, ZocDoc.com/basic. Everyone needs a VPN. Did you know that your online data is always at risk? Going online, especially in public, without ExpressVPN is like using your iPhone without a screen cover or a phone case. You don't even realize you need one until your phone goes tumbling onto the pavement, but you can mitigate that risk by getting ahead. Did you know that when you connect to an encrypted network, so your Wi-Fi in cafes, hotels, airports, your online data is not secure? Any hacker on the same network can gain access to and steal your personal data. We're talking your passwords, financial details, and so much more.
I personally love working in cafes, and I didn't realize that it really doesn't take much technical knowledge to be hacked. You shouldn't have to compromise your valuable personal data or your morning matcha or coffee.
ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, protecting you and your sensitive data. And we mean super secure. It would actually take a hacker mastermind with a supercomputer over a billion years to get past ExpressVPN's encryption. It's that good and that easy to use.
All you have to do is fire up your device, click one button, and boop, you're all protected. This works on all devices, phones, laptop, tablets, and more, so you can stay secure on the go.
As business owners and content creators who are always on their laptops and phones, it is so important to keep our accounts safe.
Cal is the biggest proponent and believer in VPNs. Anytime we go anywhere, he's like, is your VPN on? Is your VPN on? So now I'm an ExpressVPN user, and truly it is a game changer, my friends. Secure your online data today by visiting expressvpn.com/prettybasic. That's ExpressVPN.com/prettybasic. And you can get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/prettybasic.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I'll be married next Vlogmas, right? No,
not yet.
One more. Oh my God.
I've actually thought about it. I think as of right now, I think I'm going to do it full force as my last one before I get married. Because I think once I get married, I'm sure to some degree things will change. So I don't know if I'll have as much time. Definitely when I have a kid, you can't do Vlogmas and have a kid. I mean, actually look at the family vlogger.
but I know what you mean. Like obviously it's a huge factor that changes things. It's just weird getting older because I remember thinking, well, granted we're not there yet, but I remember thinking, well, what happens when I get engaged with my vlog channel? What happens with like, what is my career going to change? Like, those are always days that you've always thought of like, oh, that's so far in the future. And here you are entering that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that has to feel like not bittersweet, but interesting, right? Just like a whole new chapter.
Yeah, we've had a lot of, and it's like funny because it's not it wasn't an overnight thing. It's like, it's gradually happening. Like even as I speak right now, Cal and I've had a lot of conversations lately where I'm like, if I'm just fed up with something or like something's bothering me, I'm like, I'm too old for this. Like I am in a new era. Like like your priorities change. And granted, I have not even started a lick of wedding planning. Like I don't even know anything that's happening, but I'm like, I'm planning a wedding. I have other things I need to worry about.
Wait, you're so right. You're like, I'm planning a wedding.
But like actually in a real sense, my priorities are changing. Like I can't go on as many trips. I can't do all the fun things that I used to be able to do I was obviously like so grateful to do, but there are certain things I have to say no to now because I am wedding planning.
But that's what, I mean, that's priorities because you can do all those things,
for money,
but you're
reasons.
Choosing, you know what, as much as I would love to do this, I'm choosing, you know, as much as I'd love to like throw my huge elaborate Miss Remy Ashton party.
Exactly.
Before it felt like it was like, why not? Where now it's, you can see, wow, well, this could actually go towards like my kids' college tuition.
No, exactly. It's like really thinking about, like things that are actually more in my line of sight than they used to be. It's still far away, but I'm like, okay, well, that is something I could think about. Or yeah, sending my kids to school or getting a mom car, things like that.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's so far away, but it's just, it's actively in my brain now.
Wait, we did this for me on Pretty Basic, but you're about to enter your last year of your 20s. Should we talk about that? Is there anything you like want to do? I know this year was a big deal because this was the first year we did vision boards together.
I know.
And I loved it.
Which I have to say, I haven't kept up my 2024 resolutions.
What do you mean? Half your things have already come true.
Okay, well, I do want to get into that.
Think Miss Rumi psychic is a thing. Manifester.
I think.
I'm a little worried.
No, I'm scared of myself. I really am. I love, and we should like have Aliana talk about this more, but he's always been the one who's like, you need to manifest, you need to manifest, you need to manifest. And then like slowly but surely he was like, actually, like, I think you're already doing it, but in a different way. My way of manifesting is just being happy.
I'm so sorry, real quick. Never forget back when everyone had Instagram feeds and like themes. You know, mine was very like light and pastel with some whites and whatever. Some like, you know, other people had very moody vibes, purple, or they would color code. I remember being like, Remy, what's your theme for like your feed? She goes, happy.
No, it was having fun.
My theme is having fun. But I love that though.
I think, I'm sorry, I was kidding about being happy, which I mean, being happy is great. But in my head, my idea of manifesting, and like when I tell Ollie this, he's like, that's close enough. Like, why not think good things are going to happen? And if they don't, then they don't. But like, if they happen, then amazing. And that's just my thought process with like, I did decide to vision board this year, which I've never done before because as I've said, I'm not a dreamer, but I've realized I think I am a dreamer.
You know what? And I've been waiting for this day for so long. Every New Year's resolution, but I'm like, I have my list of things I want to work on. And you're like, I'm good. I'm like, damn.
I do think it's important to like strive for things. And I've come around to that thought process.
What are some things that have already come true?
Oh my God, you guys. So I've been saying this since we started Pretty Basic and I started hearing my own voice in my headphones. I was like, I want to be a voice actor. Mm-hmm. I want to do an animation show or like a movie. Sure. Why not? Just because I have like a special place in my heart for animated things, mm-hmm. whether it's like Studio Ghibli or Cartoon Network, Powerpuff Girls, Rock Power, all the things growing
Pixar,
up.
Et cetera.
Pixar, exactly. Just like I have a very strong love for those things. And so I've now done 2 voiceover auditions, not voiceover. I keep calling it the wrong thing. Us in the acting business. Wait, what?
Audition?
Auditions for voice acting?
I mean, right?
That's what it's called, right? Yeah. Auditions for voice, like voice acting. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Us in the movie business.
Clearly.
I auditioned for the Baby Shark movie. Didn't get that one, but that's okay.
Wait, that's an iconic movie.
I know. It's so funny because I was like doing it. It's my first audition ever. And I was like, I'm so going to get this. Like, how am I going to celebrate when I get this?
I've had that too where you're like, this character is me. Like, yeah. I feel it. This is me.
My character was Stariana, played by Ashley Tisdale. My character, the one I auditioned for. Stariana, Ashley Tisdale, friend of the show. I'm sorry. I'm in such a goofy mood today.
No, I love it.
Her assistant. And I didn't get
Got
that
it.
One.
You do have such a good voiceover animated voice. Like, if I close my eyes and you talk right now, say something.
Hi.
Oh, I still see it.
I really, like, I put the fucking blanket over my head and I was like, how am I going to celebrate when I get this part?
Yeah.
And then I got the email and I didn't get the part. And I was like,
at least they let you know. Usually you're like, okay, I guess
you just never hear about it. Well, I wouldn't know because my second role that I auditioned for, I got everybody. I'm going to be in an animated TV show and I'll let everyone know when it comes out. It's a new show.
I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. Can't wait to add it to my sizzle.
Oh my God, your sizzle.
So I did put, actually, I don't know if I put that on my inspo board, but I just talk about it a lot. And I was telling my vlog when I found out I got the news, I was like, you need to just say things out loud.
Yeah.
More so you can be like, I told you so to everyone.
And yourself.
And also, yeah. And myself. And, but also just like, why not speak it out into existence?
Also, one, I just love it so much. So that was on your vision board.
I don't think I actually put it on there.
I thought you did.
Did I? Maybe I did.
It's not even February yet.
And Boom. It's happening. Happened. Yes. My big,
that's so exciting.
Thank you so much. My big vision board thing is I want to meet Pharrell this year. So I'm just putting that out into existence.
No, you got to put it out there.
Pharrell.
Maybe someone right now is literally headed to a meeting.
Pharrell's assistant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or they're like best friends with his assistant. They're like, mm-hmm. Wow, he needs something. I'm sure.
I think he's doing fine. No. I think he's like the lead at Louis Vuitton.
No, he's fine.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
But maybe he loves food and you cook.
You're so right.
But no, I love putting it out there more.
I think I'm that so we all should. Thank you so much. And I love you.
No, I really, we need a moment because you've been killing work and you've like truly, even how Ollie would tell you, no, like have dreams, whatever. My biggest thing with you is I was like, bitch, you're unstoppable already. Imagine if you tried. Imagine if you actually tried.
That's
meanwhile,
so
I'm over
nice.
Here sprinting. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, like she's just waltzing, like, la, happy. Like,
no, because you have to speak it into existence.
Yes.
And I want to hear right now, what did you put on your board? What has come true? And what are we most looking forward to?
Oh my God. Well, there's been a few random small things that I think... This goes full circle. I think there were random things on my board. Actually, I have it as my background screensaver.
Oh my God. Same.
The big quote that I have on it is, that's why we create art. That's why we consume art to connect. And I saw that and I was like, wow, I truly feel like I just want to get back to even this podcast, like realizing that there are people listening to this. And to be able to connect to them, however that is. And obviously, when we first started YouTube and growing an audience, you know, it was very different because we were, I distinctly remember doing a haul saying, if a shirt's over $15, like, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. That's so expensive, you know, like, but I was a broke ass college student. And then as I've grown and, you know, I've gotten more into fashion, like there's little things about my life that I feel like then I would have thought is so unrelatable. I don't know. I think obviously the only way to grow an audience so big is connecting with them and like realizing who your audience is. And I don't know. I just feel like now, regardless of views or money or anything like that, I just want to connect to people and find new ways to connect, you know?
I love that.
And I think part of that comes down to like opening up more sides of myself and like letting people into things. But also, I don't know, even the times that we can sit and think of, oh, like what another video, like what do? We've done everything. It's like, no, like how can I connect to someone right now? I've been doing lots of like, if Alicia was to have a solo podcast episodes on my main channel, and I've been loving them.
I watch them all. I watch every video.
No,
I was
like,
watching your TikTok video this morning.
Oh my God.
Loved it.
Wait, which one?
The testing, the TikTok shop stuff.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Yeah. No.
No.
I don't miss a video.
I don't know. I like, oh my God. I want to get better at that. Sorry.
Fine.
That was my quote, which already amazing. I did put Forbes on here again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught this, but a few weeks ago we were in a text chat and someone mentioned something about Forbes, and it like it was really cool because I feel like it's less about hitting the goal, but it's more about those little like glimmer moments where you're like, wow, I dreamt of this. Wow, I thought about this. Wow, I really hoped for this. And it's here where if without thinking, I don't know, like now I'm more aware of it, you know?
Well, I'm sure. I mean, did that happen while we were on break, by the way?
Yeah.
Bitch, tell. Say it.
Wait, what?
You getting on Forbes. Did that happen while we were here?
No, 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 no. Yeah, we were here.
Oh.
I thought, sorry. Yeah.
Well, Alicia was in Forbes.
No, no, no. Yeah.
I'm sure it's like similar to that thing where when we were growing our YouTube channels of like, I just want to hit this. And then you hit it and you're like, oh, wow, that was attainable. Okay, well, now I want to hit this. So I'm sure you being in Forbes was such obviously like the craziest thing ever and so exciting for you and
it
your career.
So unattainable.
Yeah. And then once it happens, you're like, oh, my God. I can reach for even more things.
Yeah, or even, oh my God, I'm just putting this out. I'm putting it out there. I somehow, I don't know how, but I love them. I have been so blessed to work with Beyonce's hair brand, which is officially launching really soon, not sponsored, because I got an invite. And I feel like I'm so close to meeting her. I met her mom. I need to meet Beyonce.
You will meet her.
I want to meet her. I just want to, I just want to like stand next to her and just like, I would love to. I would like that sounds so crazy and it sounds delusional to think that like that could happen. But I just feel like that I'm just like, oh, so she's on my board because I just like I love her so much.
You
and I don't even know what I would
going
say.
To meet her.
And I would probably faint. But like oh my God.
She
oh
said
God.
Your name before.
It's so weird because when you share your dreams and goals with friends, you either it's like if it's too big, it's easy for people to be like, oh, cute. Like that'll never happen. But then you also want to have a goal that's, if you only have goals that you know you will attain, then what's the point of, like, you're scared to reach for more.
Yeah, but I also think if you have friends who are like, that's cute, that'll never happen, you need new friends.
I know that too.
That you shouldn't have that.
I know. I'm thinking of if I was to still be like living in Riverside or something and I said like, I want to meet Beyonce, people would be like, yeah, bitch, right. You know what I mean?
But still, you could meet her at the gas station.
You're like, so right.
You know what I mean? I don't think you should think about that. Like, if you're listening to this and you have friends who like poo-poo on your dreams.
That's what I'm thinking of, like Alicia in Riverside, like of people like, yeah, shitting on your dreams
and
shit.
Yeah, that's a problem. You need to like, I believe, I can't wait for things to happen so I can be like, I knew that would happen.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing.
Even I always think about this of like how literally like Walt Disney was told no by so many banks. And they said his idea was crazy.
No way.
Yes. Multiple banks. And that's why the bank that's with them now was the first one that ever, you know how they have that employee? There's that, oh my God. The bank that they're with is the one from the very beginning.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. Insane. Like, imagine being told no, and this is something I struggle with. I feel like I really can be reactive sometimes, and I let other people's reactions affect me. Same. Or mine, or I'm very much in a reactive state. Like, depending on what this person says or does, I'll react a certain way, which I wish I was a little more of a bulldog and just, regardless of what you think, well, I know my idea is amazing, I'm going to go to someone else. You're not it. Like, if it's a no, you're the wrong person. Like, that's something I feel like you hear a lot in this industry. And I unfortunately feel like I let people's no be like, oh, you're right, I'm not good enough. Or, oh, you're right, it is a bad idea. And that negative, it's so funny because you're either like one way or the other.
Yeah.
And sometimes I wish, and I know that goes with not caring about what people think and blah, blah, blah. But like, sometimes I wish I was just like, didn't give a fuck more. You know what I mean? Be like, well, fuck you, whatever. Like, we don't want you anyway. However, if you do go get cosmetic surgery and then they do not take, like, fuck them. Like, it's weird what I'm passionate about and what I'm not. And obviously that comes with experience and getting older. But even when we first started Parallel, I feel like I was very just like, oh, like, do you think this is a good idea? Instead of just,
you knew.
Alicia, you.
Bitch, I wear that square neck tank every day. I packed it in my bag.
And I wore one for the next episode.
It's true, though. You know. Like,
yeah.
You know.
And I.
Trust your gut.
And, you know, Walt Disney. Like,
he knew.
I feel like we all can tap into that side more.
His frozen head knew.
If they said,
if you get a no, you're asking the wrong person.
If you get a no, you're asking the wrong person.
I do believe there's like a fine line, though, because I feel the same way. But I'm also very well aware that, like, in this industry, I kind of, while I know things, I also don't know anything at all.
Yes.
Because we're kind of just thrust into this.
Well, when you're in your lane and you're trying to hop into another lane, whether that's voice acting or whether that's the clothing business, you know, I feel like both of us really like to respect that lane of, like, we're aware that, you know, this
we're
is
we're surrounded
whole,
by professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
for
actually,
sure,
you
sure.
know, where maybe some other influencers would come in and just be like, rawr, you know?
True. Also, like, dealing with imposter syndrome, like, I said this earlier with the baby shark when I was like, I'm so going to get this just because I was being delusional. And then when I didn't get it, I also was like, duh, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So when I did this audition for the second one, I was like, I'm not going to get this. Like, I know I'm not going to get it. So why should I even try? But I did it because I said I would do it. So I got it in on time. Mm-hmm. And then I got it. But I feel like when I got it, I was like, well, why did I get this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like it's a mind fuck because as like silly as I'm being and like as confident as I seem, I'm not really.
No, the few table reads and like acting I did, I had such imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
I was aware that people just think I'm the dumb influencer who like doesn't deserve to be here and they're like professionals. And again, obviously that's not everyone. But imposter syndrome sucks.
No, truly. When my agent told me I got the deal, I was like, who at the show is a Rem Life viewer? Like who?
Whose daughter wants a photo?
No. And that's fine. And
that
I'll take
fine.
It. Yeah. I'll take it. But it's definitely a weird feeling for sure.
Yeah.
Guys, we are so back. The last time we spoke, we were chatting about what we want to work on in the new year. And here's one thing that we forgot. I want to talk about literally smelling like roses 24/7. And with Lumi deodorant, it's possible.
If you don't know what it is, Lumi is a full body deodorant that is seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. And we mean anywhere. It's even pH balanced and even safe to use below the belt.
Don't believe us? It was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how BO was misdiagnosed and mistreated. I have used other you know, nether region products before.
The Netherlands.
Down there products. And I've had so many issues. I've put them on blast on my channel. I won't do that right now. But other brands have given me serious problems. And Lumi actually works. I can tell you right here, right now, it is a game changer. And you won't have any issues down there.
I also saw the owner talking about how in, 5-10 years, hopefully sooner, as a whole society, we're going to be mind blown that we only put deodorant under our arms. When in reality, that's not the only place that needs some Lumi deodorant.
Some freshening. Lumi deodorant is awesome because it's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. And I love that there's so many scents to choose from, like lavender sage, toasted coconut, fresh alpine, minted cucumber. And they even have an unscented if you are that kind of girly. Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
The deodorant wipes are my favorite.
So good to just throw in your purse.
Yes.
And just take
whenever
on the go.
Need a nice little whoop. And as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code PRETTYBASIC at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code PRETTYBASIC. Happy New Year to all of you, especially you, Skims. We love you. You all know here at the Pretty Basic Studio, we are longtime fans of Skims. I'm currently wearing their new strapless bra right now.
I brought their bra to wear with me later with the shirt that I need a bra with. Mm-hmm. And I love it, but I need a strapless bra.
They just came out with it. I'm not kidding. It's bad. I've been ordering lots of Skims. I bought the Valentine's Day stuff this morning.
Me too. I know. I recently found out that I've been wearing the wrong bra size for years.
Wait, that's very common.
I know, but I didn't know that was supposed to happen, truly.
Also, our bodies change so much. So obviously your bra size changes too. That I'm so happy for you.
No, you guys, I personally have now the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, and I'm a fluctuating queen. My body's always fluctuating. So I now have it in four different sizes for whatever weight I'm at. And now I have one that currently fits my body right now. And it is such a game changer.
My biggest thing is whenever I wear a scoop neck or a scoop bra, it even if it's not a push-up bra, it makes my boobs come together and look so good. So that's my secret. I always look for scoop ones. They have a weightless scoop bra. I have multiple colors, obviously the black onyx one. The clay is my go-to nude one, but they have so many different shades of nude and I love them. They're so light. If you do want a push-up one, they have the wireless form push-up plunge bra. And that one I would also recommend. But I just feel like my boobs just need to be closer together. They're pretty perky on their own. They just need that little scoop.
Just I'm holding your boobs up behind you, pushing them together. A little hug.
Put them, just squeeze them together.
A hug of the hands. Well, Skims bras are made with innovative technology to give you the best shape and support. Plus, every bra is designed with the comfiest and softest materials. So you'll feel like you're wearing nothing at all. Truly, they feel air, weightless. Skims offers a complete system of bra solutions for every need and style. Skims bras are available now in 62 sizes, from 30A to 46H, including my 36DD. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear and bras for everybody. Believe the hype, Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Skims bras are now available at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. And if you're looking for a gift for your Valentine or for yourself, Skims just launched their best Valentine's shop ever. So be sure to check out their Valentine's Day shop, available at skims.com.
It is 2024 and we are in our seltzer eras, you guys. Truly Hard Seltzers have quickly become a staple for a girls' night or a pregame. We even had a few packs at our best friend Murph. We had a birthday party and we did a little pregame at my house and the Trulies were gone really fast. Did you notice that?
I love a Truly. The Truly lemonades, the OG, the Truly iced teas. So good.
My favorite flavor is definitely the raspberry one, or at least that night it was, because I felt like I just kept going for the raspberry. But they're delicious. You should try them. And they're not overwhelmingly sweet, which I think that's why I like them a lot.
No, in Asian culture, the best compliment you can give about it, something dessertish or a sweet thing would be not too sweet. I like it because it's not too sweet. Ooh. That's how I feel about a Truly. Personally, my favorite, though, is the pineapple. The thing I love about Truly is that they are really light and refreshing. Cocktails with Cal loves a Truly. There's only 1 gram of sugar per can, and you can tell the difference between other seltzers and even mixed drinks. what's awesome is I don't get headaches when I'm drinking Trulies like I do with other drinks with the higher sugar content. And that's because they use real fruit juice. I can focus on having a good night with the ones that I love without dreading the morning after.
As we all know, I'm trying to be a better host and I really want to host more friends over at my house this year. And I'm making sure the fridge is stocked with Trulies and I'm prepared for anything and everyone.
Truly believes life can be more refreshing when we can be real, let loose, embrace imperfection, and allow ourselves to be free from convention. That's why Truly has something for everyone in more than 30 unique flavors, including 3 lightly flavored mix packs, berry and new party pack.
To find Truly Hard Seltzer near you, go to trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. That's trulyhardseltzer.com/locations. Truly Hard Seltzer. Keep it light. Truly Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Keep it light.
Keep it light. What else was on your stuff that's come true? Or that hasn't yet?
What was on there?
I do remember what Kelly Clarkson was on there.
Kelly Clarkson. I want to go on the Kelly Clarkson show. Oh, just like a lot of wedding stuff since this is the year of planning the wedding. Oh, I had like vegetables on there because I want to take better care of myself this year. And I have to say, I really have been this month already. Last month was kind of hard for me because obviously Vlogmas is such an ongoing routine. And I know a lot of people don't get it unless you do it, mm-hmm. but it's such a, you go to bed and I would be editing my video from like 8 p.m. till midnight, 1 or 2, and then go to sleep. And then I'd wake up in the morning and get it up and then start blogging again. Like it's just constant. So last month I really wasn't able to take care of myself. I talked about how I was on semaglutide when I was last year. I'm not on semaglutide anymore, but I was talking about the medications that I was on and how I was figuring out my PCOS stuff. And last month I was not very diligent because I didn't have the time. So this month I was like, I'm going to start taking better care of myself again, eating better, working out more, getting back in the routine. And I have, and I feel amazing.
Wait, I love that.
I'm so happy. And through all of the trial and error and tribulations that I've been through with my PCOS journey, which I'm so grateful also to everybody who is so nice and supportive and has been so nice and supportive with me and sharing everything that I've been on. I was definitely nervous that people are going to be like mean about it. And everyone's been so nice and supportive, I think, because they've seen all the shit that I've gone through all these years. I've been able to reach out to other influencers, or a lot of influencers have come to me.
And that is what's going to drown out all the hate. When you realize like, wow, I've been able to help other people. Yeah. Like, even if it's one person, whether they're an influencer or not, or, you know, we're at a meetup and someone says, like, that is going to overpower any hate or negativity because it's like, no, like, this has actually changed my life. And I feel so grateful that my knowledge helped someone else. Absolutely. Even save 6 months of trying to find a doctor or whatever the
exactly.
case is.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Well, even more than that, like, the experimentation that I put my body through for so many years and so many medications that doctors had me on, and then where the next doctor be like, get off that. And then the next doctor be back on that. All the things.
Why'd you ever get off?
Exactly. All the things. So I'm like, having to put my body physically through that, my mental through that, all the things was not great. But I got a comment in Vlogmas that Brittany Broski had just posted a podcast that day. So I'm sure she just had recently recorded it, saying that she just got diagnosed with PCOS and she wasn't sure what to do and she felt so hopeless. And someone said, hi, can you check out her podcast and reach out to her? So I texted her because she came on another friend of the show. I texted her and was like, hi, I've been dealing with this for like 7 years at this point now. I know all these things. I now have this doctor that I love. I gave her the referral. I was like, do this, this is this. And then let me know how it goes. And she was so nice and so appreciative of everything. And like for me to be able to go through all of that, to like share that with someone so that she just got her diagnosis literally like that week. And then to immediately have all the resources that she needed. So happy for her. And then she went on her podcast recently, started seeing the doctor, said she's so excited for the future, like said thank you to me. I would love to get her back on the show and talk about it, honestly, because so many women struggle with it. But yeah, it's been, I'm so happy and I have so much energy and I'm so excited.
Full circle, speaking of canceling plans, last night you texted me really late and I was with a friend and I was like, oh my God, I'm hoping Rim wants to cancel the workout in the morning. But you were like, don't forget 9:30 tomorrow. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll be there. But like, even I was like, oh, I don't know if I like, it's just a lot to get started and back into that routine.
Yeah.
But seriously, after doing it and leaving, I felt so good. Mm-hmm. And it really, you really have to go off of just how you feel.
It's like such a game changer. I also have been really kind of treading that fine line and it's like an inner struggle. I saw this, TikTok recently where it was like, if you're a woman who's had an eating disorder, which I know a lot of people in general, we've all, a lot of us have struggled with it. You and I both have. Like, do you ever get over it? And there, all the comments were like, to a certain degree, like you kind of don't, you kind of like always have that residual. Like you're kind of like, not necessarily, it's different for everyone. But like for me personally, I'm kind of treading that fine line every day of trying not to slip into my old habits again.
Yeah.
And I've kind of gone on like both ends where I was like severely not taking care of myself, overeating, finding solace in food and like stress eating and all the things. And then on the other side, completely restricting myself. And so with this medication and trying to find a healthy lifestyle, I'm every day trying to untrain my brain and find a healthy balance between the two where I'm like, I should be able to eat what I want in moderation and also, you know, work out and take care of myself, but not have to work. In my head, I'm still like, if you're healthy, you work out every day of the week. And I'm like, no, even like three times a week is totally
fine. Even a 15 minute walk can count as that.
Exactly. You know? All he was telling me, his therapist really helped him. And this has stuck with me. They were like, it's more so the habit of working out than actually doing the workout. They're like, if one day you can only do a 5 minute walk, you're, it's getting yourself to just move and getting in the routine of that. So I've been really trying to like find that happy medium of like, you know, also with the job that I do and the cooking content, it's, I want to be able
to, I don't know how you do it.
I want to be able to cook and do all the things and not like completely binge.
Every single week you send me a photo of what you make and I'm like, how do you do it? Like, oh my, I'm like, I will come pick it up. Like, I can't, I was like, damn, like that has to be really hard. And all, like also that balance of, it also is fine if you do want to eat healthier foods, you know, like it, but that, sorry, I kind of cut you off there.
No, you're fine. I was done.
I feel like similar to whether someone struggles with any addiction, whether it's, you know, alcohol or drugs or whatever, I would say that it never, even if you like fully get over that, there's always that temptation maybe. Or if you do, I've also heard that you can just, you get a new addiction. So people who used to find food as their addiction will,
like
that
you
control,
need an outlet kind of thing.
Yeah, that outlet turns to something else. So I think it's better to assume like, you know what, I'm always going to struggle with binging. I'm always going to, that's something with me. I'm like, I just am aware portions and binging is something I've always struggled with ever since I was little. And that probably is never going to go away. So how do we adapt to it?
It's
how do
a part
we work
of you.
With it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't need to hate myself when that happens, but just understanding, oh, I tend to binge more when I haven't had my water or I've been restricting myself. Then dinner time comes and I'm like, oh my God, I'm ravenous. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just finding ways to work with it and not being hard on yourself, I think is the biggest thing, because we're all going to fuck up. We're all going to slip up at times. But it doesn't mean you're back at square one and you have to like give all your hard work up either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think if you a year ago heard yourself now, you would be like fucking sobbing and mind blown.
I've just, even you're talking, I was thinking
really?
About, yeah. Just what you said just now, thinking about when we started this podcast and how we were not doing well, but didn't, it's so crazy because we didn't know. We thought we were like so healthy and so good.
And it's weird because looking back, my biggest thing was like, no, like I was training to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
When, and expecting that all year round, when in reality, I'm not an athlete. Like, yeah, I'm an athletic person, but I don't need to be training as if I am an athlete. My nutritionist at the time even explained, he was like, look, like people, athletes have playoffs where, yeah, they need to be on their game. And maybe Vlogmas is your playoffs where maybe you have to prep your food a little bit more because you don't have time to think or whatever, et cetera. But there's always a break.
Not, and you're not Vlogmas giving, being your Olympics.
My, Coachella is obviously my Olympics. But they're like, if this is your like, go season. And then I was like, I just feel like every season's my go season for different reasons. And
yeah.
He was like, you need to like have an off season.
I mean, even when we were doing the seeing the nutritionist, it kind of dawned on me that one day, because that nutritionist, super nice guy, and definitely like I learned a lot from him in a good way. I definitely like picked up some bad things from that too. But he works with like Marvel actors to train them or get them like ready for Marvel movies and things. Yeah, or like roles. And at one point I was like, I'm just living my everyday life. I do not need to be doing this.
So where does the pizza come in? Like, what if I do want a pizza?
There are definitely, there are definitely some things where I was like, ooh, that is not sustainable for me. But there are certain, the biggest thing I took away from that was like, I was severely under eating.
Oh my God.
I didn't even know.
Yes.
Oh, I did know. I just didn't know it was like that bad.
Yeah. Like I didn't realize how much I wasn't utilizing food to literally be fuel.
And how you need food to, well, also, obviously we know you need food to function, but you also need like, just because you're cutting your food back doesn't mean you're going to lose weight. You're actually like starving yourself is obviously not a good thing to do.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from that.
I will say like mentally I learned so many things that helped me. I think seeing him helped me heal my relationship with food, but then the workout part of it, I got very strict into like, well, shit, if I don't work out damn near every single day, mm-hmm. then I'm taking steps backwards instead of that balance. So I think that was my biggest takeaway, was the workout balance with less of food.
It ruined my relationship with food.
Damn.
In a different way than it was already ruined. Yeah. But it took me to the, like, I had to go to the other side of not taking care of myself mm-hmm. in like peak quarantine, or honestly, like through quarantine and like through COVID, to heal that for myself.
Yeah.
And I kind of had to hit like that, a really bad place.
It's weird how lots of things are just a pendulum. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to go to one extreme to the other. And we see that even down to fashion trends. Like, we see it so much in society. And a lot of times you kind of just have to let yourself go through the, you know, the motion of it all to figure out where your middle ground is.
For sure.
Which, like, as much as I'd love to just be like, oh, I learned from this person. Let's be real. Most of us just like
have to
learn the hard way and mm-hmm. have to learn from our own experience and stuff.
I've also like come to terms with the fact that like I am a fluctuator, and same. I will be fluctuating for the rest of my life. Like I when I first lost weight the first time, I was like, get rid of all the clothes that don't fit me. Yeah. Bye. Donated everything. And now I'm definitely a lot more hesitant with my closet, because I'm like, okay, there is a very big chance I will gain weight back. There's a chance that I still have leggings from the first time that I, like when I was at like my lowest weight. Mm. I still have a couple pairs, because I'm like, well, maybe I'll fit into these one day. Yeah. Not like in because I know some people do that in a bad way. I'm just like, okay, maybe they're in the back drawer.
You're like, that's expensive.
No, exactly. Because I'm like, they're expensive. There's a pile in the back of my drawer. And then I have like essentially like a drawer to fit like if I'm on my period, or if I lose a little more weight, if I gain weight, if I get pregnant, I have things that fit. Like, yeah. I have so many like variations now, which maybe not everybody would agree with, but like it works for me.
Well, but again, you did the extreme of getting rid of everything. Mm-hmm. And now you're finding balance of.
I found peace in knowing it's actually okay. Having the variation helps me mentally, because I'm like, I know I'm going to fluctuate, and that's okay. I'm prepped for it.
Yeah. Versus like fighting it. Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Which I think before I was like, get it all gone. And then I had to go buy more things again.
Love starting 2024 off with some growth, some self-growth.
I am very proud of us.
Wow. I feel motivated just listening to
this. I do too.
I'm like, I'm going to go work out again tomorrow.
It's also like something we should. Also, it's like not something that we're actively thinking about, but to sit here and be introspective and talk it out. I feel like we've come a very long way.
No, yeah. And again, it's like, just listen to your body. Like, listen to your gut. Again, if some cosmetic person is like, you need that, listen to your gut.
Think of us another year from now. Think of us season 7, Remy and Alicia. Season 8. Season 147.
We're literally playing bingo. We're at the casino. Oh my God. We go live at the casino.
I don't think you can go live at the casino. Can you?
Maybe if it's like a nursing home, like their casino, right? Like bingo.
Like casino night at the nursing home.
Casino night at the nursing home. I want to meet your grandma.
Oh my God. Do you want, we should go see you soon.
I really want to.
I wanted to call. I tried to call her that one time. Should I call her right now? Yeah. I always thought about how she never picked up. Let's see.
This is the one who
Escaped
North Korea.
Let's call her. She's always busy though.
Like, I need to see her, and I need to say thank you, because I wouldn't know you. Like, that's insane. That's insane.
Because I wouldn't exist.
You wouldn't exist.
I know. It's actually so crazy. She probably won't pick up. She's always busy. My mom's like, she's going to the beauty salon. She's playing bingo, whatever she's doing. She literally couldn't do lunch with me last week because she was at the salon.
Wait, I love that though. My mom would she'd literally cancel all her plans.
Your call has
It's okay. Sad. It's okay. It'll happen. One day it'll happen. Wait. We have to tell them about how I literally ruined the vlog you put up, that like, this is Alicia's fault.
Oh my. Alicia
ruined
purposely
your life.
Ruined my life, everybody.
Sabotaged.
I actually just talked about this on Joe's podcast, and I was like, I think she did this on purpose.
Never.
I think this was exposure therapy. No. And then when I showed him the video, I actually like shrieked and like,
through your phone.
No, it was like, it's really bad. So in case you guys don't know, I have a bird phobia. I would say it's like, it's not horrible, but I definitely have like some degree of a bird phobia. I'm being serious. Like it's pretty bad.
I will say though, I really feel like I learned that how much more after the fact. Like, I thought it was just weird.
From this scenario?
Yes. Because before, I thought it was just like ugly looking birds.
You thought I was like being dramatic ones. About birds?
Probably. Not dramatic. Just like the ugly one. Because I agree, there's some birds where you look, you're like, what the, like, yeah, that is crazy.
Yeah, like a harpy,
like a cute
eagle.
Like a cute little hummingbird or something. I was like, oh, like Rim likes that. So I got you this present.
Yes. So Alicia ruined my holiday. She ruined my life. I just like can't move in my backyard anymore in the same way I used to. It was the night before Thanksgiving. Twas the night before Thanksgiving. Oh. And Cal, we were all in the living room, kitchen area, because I had hired that crew to come film my Vlogmas intro. And they were like, we're going to wait until nighttime. So we're all just kind of like hanging out in the kitchen and waiting. They're setting up all the cameras. And Cal goes outside to the backyard to let the dogs out. And I hear him go, oh, shit. So obviously, I start running over. Obviously, Ollie. Slowly
no,
gets up.
No, he ran.
In Ollie world, he ran. It was a light, not even a jog.
Wait, sorry. I just realized how much your forehead's not moving.
I know. And so, as a voice actor, so you don't have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That shit doesn't matter.
And so he goes, oh, shit. We run outside. And he's just kind of standing like in the doorway. And I was like, what happened? He's like, I think I saw a hawk in our backyard. And I was like, oh, my God. Cool. Whatever. Oh,
which also, they're scary because the dogs.
Yes. And normally we go out with the dogs. I just want to like preface that 99.99% of the time we go out with the dogs. And so Cal goes outside, which I do know 0.01% time. It only takes 0.01% of the time for them to get snatched up. So yes, I am aware. Thank you so much. And so Cal is like, I think I saw a hawk outside. And so he walks outside. I'm like, I'm sure it flew away. Walk back inside. And like you can see there's in my backyard, I have a giant oak tree and you can see it from the kitchen. And so Cal walks outside and I, through the glass, I'm standing by the sink. He's like, Remy, like flagging me down to come outside. So I go outside and he's like, oh my God, look up there. And a hawk had landed in my oak tree holding a pigeon in its talons.
Ooh.
And the pigeon's flailing. The hawk is flailing. I'm screaming, obviously. And so I'm like taking a video because this is so interesting. And I'm zooming. And the pigeon is still alive. It's flailing around. And obviously I scream. I run back inside. And we were simply waiting for the sun to set this whole time to start the filming. So we have nothing but 2 hours to just like watch National Geographic in the backyard.
This is your dream.
Yes.
You manifested this.
Yes, but like with any other species, with any other animal, would have like loved. Actually, no, I wouldn't have loved it. I'm like coyote, scary, mountain lion, scary, anything.
Circle of life.
Yes. And so the bird, literally this hawk, Cooper's hawk, by the way, Cooper's hawk is ripping this pigeon to shreds.
Oof.
And it literally looks like it's snowing in my backyard because the feathers are like flying down as it's ripping it apart.
Sorry,
rest in
as
peace.
You're about to film your Vlogmas intro.
No, like I'm standing there in fucking glam, in my green and white pajamas, my bows in my hair, full glam. And I'm like almost throwing up. It's snowing feathers. I'm freaking the fuck out. We're making Cal go outside with pans and pots and trying to like bang it. I obviously call Alicia and I'm FaceTiming her because she wants to see the whole thing. I'm sending her all the videos and the hawk decides to land on the ground. So now it's on my ground where my dogs go outside and it's ripping the pigeon limb from limb.
No.
Limb from limb. Rest in peace to the pigeon. And I'm obviously freaking the fuck out. For some reason, my mom gave Cal binoculars for our engagement gift. And so he ran upstairs, came back down with them. We're watching it like it's National Geographic. We're all sharing the pair of binoculars. And it's just ripping for hours and hours and hours. Cal's trying to bang the pots and pans. The hawk flies away, but leaves the pigeon. I was like, no, take the fucking pigeon with you. Comes back. It's there for a long time. And then I'm like, okay, finally, after like 3 hours, the hawk is done with its meal and it leaves. But there's obviously a fucking pigeon carcass on my grass.
Oof.
And I'm like, what am I going to do? So we're calling every exterminator known to man. It's now like 5 p.m. though. And it's the night before Thanksgiving. So everyone is either not working because it's the holiday or they are. They only do termites. They only do rodents. They only do bugs. No one will pick up a pigeon. And so finally we get a hold of a man who is like, hi, OK, I'll be there at 8 a.m. tomorrow because I need it to be sanitized because the dogs are going to go outside. And
also, Cal's, like, you don't know what diseases and like, yeah,
birds are the vermin of the sky. And that's why I don't like them. And so Cal is like, oh, like, just so you know, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow. And the guy goes, sounds like you need me. I'll be there at 8 a.m.
Ah.
8 a.m. on the dot. This man shows up and is I wasn't there. I couldn't look at it. He was trying to clean up all of the residuals. And Cal said, on three separate occasions, this man, like, he thought that he'd be done and he'd walk up and he'd go, there's so much blood.
And then he would go back out and do it again. Shit. And they couldn't find the body.
Also, was
of
it
the
on
pigeon?
The turf or the cement?
Turf, wood, ooh, feathers everywhere, feathers in the pool. Rest in peace to this pigeon. And so the man like comes up, there's so much blood. There's so much blood. And they couldn't find the pigeon body. Like there is like shit everywhere, but they couldn't find the body. Turns out the hawk carried it to the other side of the backyard, what? Left the pigeon body over there. So there was a lot to clean up.
I did not know that.
He came, obviously I paid him twice as much as he asked for because this savior
yeah.
came on Thanksgiving and cleaned it for me. God. Such a nice man. If anyone, if you need an exterminator, let me know. I got his number. And then I was like, I don't like see pigeons in my area. Like pigeons aren't really like mm-hmm. in, they don't stop by in the area. Why was there a pigeon in this area? Like, why was it in my backyard? So I'm like Googling. I'm like, why would a pigeon be in my backyard? Like why? So random. Why? And then the first thing Google says, oh, if you have a bird feeder, pigeons will usually come to your backyard. And, you know, they'll like come stake out for some food because they're hungry. And this sad, sad pigeon was probably so ravenous, prepping to feed its little babies on for
Don't
Thanksgiving.
Tell me that.
And he probably was flying over and saw I had a bird feeder in my backyard, gifted to me by none other than Alicia Marie.
The Alicia Marie.
A very special bird feeder that has a Ring camera built into it mm-hmm. that, you know, I left that thing. You gave it to me for Christmas. Uh-huh. I had it out since Christmas. I did not get a single bird
really?
On that. Not a single bird on that camera. A single. Cal and I were like, maybe it's not working. Maybe the Wi-Fi's not. No, it just didn't get a single bird. And the first bird that stops by is that poor pigeon who got ripped to shreds by the hawk. That was standing, sitting on the post.
What's hilarious, which is not funny, but like I'm picturing like from the bird feeder camera.
Oh, I didn't have the heart to look.
Oh,
rest in peace. And then I was on FaceTime with Alicia and I got so mad at Cal because I told Cal to bring the bird feeder in because I was like, God forbid another pigeon sees this. This is so sad. Men don't think. He takes the bird feeder and puts it on our kitchen table where we eat, everyone.
King, or Khloe Kardashian being like, about shoes.
Shoes are one thing. Shoes are gross. The bird feeder, where there probably are bugs and bacteria and vermin of the sky on my kitchen table. I've never screamed like that in my life.
Oh, I do remember. I was like, she mad.
That's when you know, like, I feel like that's probably when you're like, oh, she's scared of birds. Like, I thought about the bird being on the table.
I just, you know, no. You know what really, who I think really ruined your Christmas?
Mm.
What did Shane get you?
A stuffed pigeon.
Uh-huh.
That little sneaky,
full circle.
Sneaky. I
and
screamed.
That's what, that moment.
No one saw me scream,
no,
but
no,
I screamed.
I saw.
Oh.
Because I went to your family Christmas dinner.
Yes.
Because
oh my God, we didn't talk about that yet.
And so I'm just sitting there smiling while everyone's opening their presents. And I see Remy start opening a gift that's from Shane. She's so excited. She opens it. It's a stuffed animal. Oh my God, what is it? It's a literal pigeon.
Uh-huh.
That truly was the moment I realized how scared of birds you were because you threw it.
I screamed. My body jumped back.
Yeah.
Do you have any fears? Oh, you spiders.
Spiders. It's gotten way better, though.
You have gotten
much
better.
It's gotten way better.
Mm-hmm.
If you did make it to the end of this episode, I'm curious what your guys'
phobias
are.
Yes.
Comment them in the YouTube video comment section, which if you're not watching this on YouTube, we do have a YouTube channel where we record all of our episodes. I love being back. I can't wait for more Pretty Basic. I feel like we still have so much we can update them on, and I'm really excited for the future. And, oh, also comment one of your goals or dreams for 2024.
I love that. Thanks for listening, guys. We love you. Catch you next week.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.